Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. There is plenty of research underway around Boston on how to respond to global warming, but research at Harvard Medical School could help slow it down or even reverse it. WBUR's Fred Tice has that story as we continue our summer series, Massachusetts Climate, Season of Change.
Postdoctoral fellow Shannon Nangle works in a lab at Harvard Medical School, but her focus is millions of miles away, Mars.
Mars is the reason that I'm working on this project. So in the conceivably near future, we'll be able to get humans to Mars, but very little plans are in place to sustain humans on Mars.
Mars has a thin, cold atmosphere.
And coupled with the exorbitant payload costs necessary to sustain human life, we need to have solutions that can lead to essentially living off the land.
Or in this case, living off the atmosphere. Mars's is composed mainly of carbon dioxide. That's potential food for the bacteria Nangle is working with. They turn that carbon dioxide into a variety of useful compounds, including a kind of plastic that could be used to build things astronauts would need on Mars.
They can actually fill up their cells with about 80% of this polymer. It's not an ideal material for industrial processing. So what we want to do is use metabolic engineering techniques to actually modulate the material properties of this polymer such that we can use it for 3D printing, injection molding, other industrial type machining.
Nangle's ambitions are focused on Mars, but the work she does at Harvard Medical School could come to the rescue of Earth. Nangle is part of a team working on what they're calling a bionic leaf.
Basically, this is a system that can take electricity to split water into its component oxygen and hydrogen forms, which can be then used by bacteria to power their metabolism.
Nangle and her colleagues, under the direction of Pam Silver, have created a system that uses solar energy to split water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. They integrated bacteria that consume the hydrogen.
And the hydrogen that is being produced by the water-splitting electrode serves as their sole energy source. So we can take the molecular hydrogen, split it through an enzyme called a hydrogenase, and the electrons go to power the electron transport chain, and the protons go to serve as a power source for key metabolic processes.
The lab resonates with the sound of magnetic stir bars hitting the side of a glass bottle. The stir bars distribute the gases, oxygen and hydrogen, from the electrodes, splitting the water. They also keep bacteria in suspension in the medium. The bacteria, in turn, take carbon dioxide from air and use it to create molecules within their cells.
The CO2 can be used much in the way that plants use CO2. The bacteria are already adapted to extract it from the air in the same way that plants are.
Accumulating carbon dioxide is an important greenhouse gas, trapping heat in the atmosphere. If the Bionic Leaf project can be scaled up, the bacteria could be used to consume excess carbon dioxide from Earth's atmosphere. The Bionic Leaf is more efficient than photosynthesis. It can scrub 180 grams of carbon dioxide out of 230,000 liters of air for each kilowatt hour it consumes. Put another way, it can take the carbon dioxide out of about 60,000 gallons of air for the amount of power it takes to run a window air conditioner for an hour. This year, the project received funding from Harvard, which for the past few years has supported research on climate change. The medical school researchers hope to build a bigger reactor for the bacteria, 5 liters, slightly more than a gallon. It's a long way from taking enough carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere to curb global warming, but it's a first step. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.